Hey everyone!
Hey everyone!
Welcome back
to the podcast.
Oh, they've come from that thing.
There's lots of things. Oh, what, have they been out on a walk?
No, they'll have come from that event because it's over at that.
Ah, it was at the other place.
No, there's one again. Sorry, yeah. Everyone.
In case you couldn't tell, we're doing a drive with us.
However, today I am the passenger princess.
You are.
And
M-Bomb
is driving. I think I'll call you M-Bomb in all young.
Yeah.
So, guys, let's just dive right into it, shall we?
Our words of the week. Let's go for it. Would you like me to start?
Yes, please.
My want this week is some summer work clothes because we haven't needed them so far this year because it's been so miserable.
Yeah.
Look at that boy feeding the ducks. Quite aggressively, actually.
He is a boy as well.
Yeah. What? Anyway. It was very strange, you just launched some bread into the pond.
But no ducks were surrounding
no.
him. Oh, look at him, he looks quite sad.
Oh, I think he saw us looking. Look! Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I'd like some summer work clothes. We have had no need for them so far. But I'm just bored of wearing the same outfits. But by the time we wear them, though, we're probably going to need another winter clothes.
Yeah. What do you define as with summer outfits?
Well,
colours?
Yeah, a bit more colours, a bit more skirts. I definitely need some more long skirts.
Yes. I love going shopping in, like, September time.
Yeah.
Because I just think you have the best of the end of the summer and the start of the winter stuff.
And if you're super organised, you can get some sales stuff for the next summer.
Yeah. And that autumnal winter knit jumper season.
Whoa. Really cut up the mini.
It never goes amiss.
No.
I love a knit.
What about you? What do
you
want?
So my want this week is a specific necklace. So our friend Katie, she has that necklace, you know, the cross one.
I think I do.
And it's from this brand called Tea & Tequila. And I was looking at their online website and I found this really lovely silver necklace. And it's like kind of, I'll show you a picture of it, but it's like pearls almost. And it's really nice and it's just like a kind of necklace that I'm like, oh, like that, I feel like that would look really nice. But they are expensive.
Oh, are they?
Well, it's like handmade.
Is it like actual silver?
Yeah, actual pearls.
Yeah,
it's artisan brand with a British heart and a Mexican soul.
Wow.
So they're like Mexican jewelry, which is super cool. It's 200 quid. But then, when you deep it, it's like, it's a good necklace.
Yeah.
I wear jewellery every day. Like, it's worth it. But I'm like, I've told myself, if I still want it by my next pay packet in August, and I don't buy anything for myself this month, I'll buy it for myself.
That's quite a nice way to look at it.
Because then it's like...
Also, it's nice to buy yourself a decent treat every now and then.
Yeah.
It's like me texting.
Yeah, because it comes through on my laptop. Yeah, I feel like it makes it more momentous.
Yes, agreed.
What's your obsession this week?
Modern Family. I've just been loving it at the minute. I'm kind of in a... I've watched Friends too much recently, so I needed to switch it up. Oh, that's really nice. That's lovely.
They do it in gold and, like, different colours as well, but I kind of thought the silver was kind of...
Yeah, because you wear silver.
Yeah, and I thought the pearls were a bit classy.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt,
Carrie.
No,
it's fine. I've just been watching Friends a bit too much. You need to switch it up, and I normally switch it up for Modern Family, so that's what I've been obsessed with recently.
My obsession recently, my obsession has been trying to stay off my phone. That's been my obsession.
That is hilarious, because my recommend is reduce your screen time.
Really?
How weird is that?
Super weird. Also, guys, just to clarify, I'm picking these out the top of my head because I completely forgot to prepare. But Emily has pre-prepared hers.
Yeah, this just proves, guys, we don't compare these things. We actually just do this straight up for you.
We're real.
We're real.
I would just say I'm trying to get off my phone less. Get off my phone more, thank you. Yeah. You know, just kind of like, I don't want to be incontactable to my friends that... they're like, oh my god, Eliza, you never reply. I don't want to be like that. I just want to watch TikTok less.
Yeah.
And go on Pinterest less and just scroll all in general less.
Yeah. I know what you mean. That's exactly what I was thinking. I just feel like sometimes you just need a bit of a mental tap out from your phone.
Yeah, definitely. What's your, well, we now know what your
recommend is. That is my recommend, yeah. So straight back to you.
Oh. What's your, what would you say your screen time is?
Mine's about 4 hours.
Mine is, because I remember the other day I told you, well, the other week, remember, my screen time was 4 hours and 44 minutes. And you were like, mine is like 4 hours, 30 minutes this week.
Yeah.
Mine's usually around 4 hours, which I think that's quite good.
Yeah, I feel like that's not too bad.
I remember a few years ago, my screen time would be like 6 or 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
Which is like, that doesn't sound like a lot, but
that's
like being
a third
on your
of
phone.
Your day. Yeah.
That's like being on your phone from lunchtime till 7 p.m. straight.
Yeah.
Like, when you put it like that, you're like, whoa, that's a lot of time on your phone. My recommend this week, I would recommend you, as it's coming into summer months, you know, potentially you're even, and I'm not going on holiday this summer, and I think it just kind of make you feel a little bit shit, but think, you know, next, I don't really know where I'm going with this.
Go on, it's alright.
Just, you know, if you don't go on holiday, not a big deal.
Yeah,
I feel like I've always, I don't know if it's just like the families we come from, but like, I've always gone on a holiday. Like, I've never, this is my first summer I've ever had without a holiday.
Really?
Yeah, which is really bad, actually.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but
it's because your parents do solo trips, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Mum and Dad are going away without me.
Oh. You did have a trip earlier in the year, though.
Yeah,
I
did go away at the end of May.
It's basically
Which is basically summer. I was also going to say that, like, obviously, you can see a lot of people on social media portray how good their girls' trips and boys' trips have been, and how good their family holidays have been, and like, look at all these cool destinations we're going to. But it's like, there's always a flip side, and I think I would never let yourself feel kind of bad about what you see on social media.
Yeah, nice.
Like, which is another reason of why I'm trying to get off it, because it's like,
that was
the other side of the road, just to clarify. Yes. Yeah,
in case anybody heard that beeping.
it was too far away to be But yeah, I just see, I think getting off your phone and actually being in real life can make all your, any problems that you might have, like, be insignificant, because you realise they all stem from social media.
Yeah. Nice.
On that light note, dumb moment.
Mine was, I was walking to Eliza's office the other day after work, and I was trying to get, you know, some content for you guys out there on the Instagram. And I was trying to get an outfit picture of my work outfit, and I realised I just looked like, there was like an office window directly in front of the road I was walking down, and this road, I would say, is about, takes you about a good 3 minutes to walk from one side to the other, which is quite, you know, like a full song, quite a lengthy road. The whole time I was trying to get a picture of my outfit, and I looked up and I thought, oh my god, there is people on the other side of that window who have just watched me walk the entire way down this road trying to take a picture of myself. And I thought, how embarrassing. Anyway, that was my dumb moment. Have you got one?
I'm trying to think, and I'm not sure. I think I've had a good week.
She's had a good week. Nice.
Earlier this week, I got asked to organise a Domino's for the interns that are currently where I work. And I organised that Domino's very well.
Opposite of a dumb moment. Well done.
Yeah, it was. I've got my worst this week. Slay moment.
Ah, yes. Ah, well done.
Or dumb moment. You're dang, that was a good moment. You know.
I'm liking the creativity.
Thank you. But yes, so anyway,
there's a dumb moment this week. Nice.
Yeah, I was just going to explain.
Sorry, go on.
But actually, there was also a dumb moment part of the Domino's. Because everyone was asking me, what's the budget? And the woman who was organising it had asked me to organise it, as she was going on holiday for 2 days. And I hadn't spoken to her about it because I was on my study day when she emailed me. So the morning later, I come in, she's on holiday, and I've got a Domino's to organise in 2 days. So I didn't know much about it either. I just knew I was paying with this other woman's card. And they're like, what's the budget? I'm like, just order what you want. That's all I've been told. Yeah. Order what you want. So then the order comes. She's like, oh, wow, I thought loads of people would have ordered sides and things like that. She's like, everyone's been so polite. And this woman goes, where are the cookies? I was like, nobody told me to get cookies. I was like, but I really should have got cookies. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, but also, if nobody asked for cookies...
Yeah, why would they be like, oh, where are the cookies?
Yeah.
What do you mean, where are the cookies?
What cookies?
Pardon? What cookies? But yeah, and it was really good. But then I also... That was a unclear moment. And then I also had my ham and pineapple pizza. Was yum. And I had white trousers on, and I spilt a bit of pineapple on my trouser.
Oh, did you?
And got some tomato sauce on my trousers. Oh, it wasn't really that obvious, but it was quite embarrassing.
Did anyone see you do it?
Not sure.
Okay, well, at least nobody openly said that they'd seen it.
Yeah, it was only like little speckles.
That's
so you couldn't really tell. But yeah, slightly an annoying moment. But yeah, what's your song of the week?
My song is Pink Skies by Zach Bryan. I've really been loving his new album at the minute, and that's just quite a nice song off it.
Nice. I've been loving Texco Green by Drake this week.
Nice.
Texco Green, and him a different on me. I've also been loving Chihiro by Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce
it. No, I don't either.
Whatever. That one.
Yeah.
I was listening to her album this morning and last night. I was thoroughly enjoying.
It is a good album, actually. I like it. God, we are clearly tired today. What a day. In case you didn't know, guys, today is... Wait, what kind... Oh, no, is it next week?
Next week.
I was about to say, it's a Thursday today. And I was like, whoa, is this going to be out today? It's a Thursday today. We were discussing the days of the week the other day and what days feel like the days that they are and what days don't. We were saying Tuesday is a really, really shit day because it's just, it's not Monday, so that, you know, it's not just rare Monday. You're so far away from the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday. What a rubbish day. And we both were driving to work on Tuesday and we were like,
silence.
Oh, this is one hell of a day.
Yeah. I think it made worse that we both knew we had quite a few things to do that
yeah.
day. And if you didn't know, by the time you're listening to this, Emily will be lying on somebody like Keeney.
I will be on holiday.
She'll be on holiday. So that's what made it worse for Emma's all, because she knew she was going on holiday, so she knew she had to get
yeah,
these things
done. Yeah, it's been a busy week, which is fine, because I know I'm going away and got to catch up, but it's just like, oh, just one hell of a week. And now it's Thursday. I don't know how I feel about Thursday. I feel like I quite like a Thursday.
I love Thursdays, but today, not been a Thursday.
Not been a Thursday. No, it really hasn't felt like a Thursday.
No. It has not felt like a Thursday at all.
What colour do you think Thursday is?
Purple.
Interesting. I was either going to say purple or dark green.
Ah. What do you think Monday is?
Monday's blue.
I was going to say dark blue.
Yes, definitely.
Tuesday, I kind of see an orange.
I was going to say orange.
Wednesday,
I would say purple, maybe.
Oh, I don't know about Wednesday. I don't see a colour.
Interesting. Friday? Red.
Oh, I was going to say pink.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or I could do a coral. Pinky red.
Yeah.
Or like my nail colour.
Yes.
You guys can't see it. If you follow the Instagram, you actually would have already seen my nail colour.
It's like a bright red.
Orange. I've actually been getting quite a lot of compliments on it, which is nice.
Oh, nice.
I say compliments. I got two off the girls in the pub last week, the other day. So they're the most compliments I've had, but they're compliments nonetheless.
Exactly. But I love doing that game. What colour is things? What Saturday.
Ooh. I see Thursday as the number 8.
Interesting. I would say 7 for Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday's a 7 in my
right. Yes, Saturday colour.
Saturday colour. I can't think of a colour for Saturday.
I see bright orange, or I see like orange like neon, or I see neon pink.
Wow, nice.
I see a neon.
That's interesting. No, I can't really picture a colour for Saturday.
I think, ooh, Saturday.
Yeah.
Celebrate. And then Sunday, I see a very calming turquoise.
I see more of a lilac.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes.
Very calming.
What colour is turquoise?
Blue-green.
Blue-green. Yes, I can picture it now. Yes. Wow, that really dropped out of my head then.
What colour is turquoise?
What is turquoise?
Sways, that was good.
That was our words.
There were our words of the week. That was actually pretty good. So guys, we thought we'd go on and give you guys a little apprenticeship update.
I can't remember when the last time we did this was, you know.
No.
I feel like it's been a while, so...
It's been at least 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, we shall fill you in.
Yeah, so do you want to kick off?
Sure. I'm doing okay. I feel like the degree side of things has picked up again, which is quite nice because
it keeps me busy.
Yeah, I did a bit, so I'm yawning again.
We
had a bit of a break in between topics. I'm just really sad that I don't get a summer holiday from the uni side of things. Because
but you did have like 2 months off.
No, I only had 4 weeks. And that was just because the break between the topics just fell in June, which was quite convenient. But no, you don't really get a summer break, which is sad. But I would kind of had to expect that going into it anyway, because I'm doing a degree in 4 years is obviously going to take up... You do more of it, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, it's going okay. The job I'm actually quite enjoying at the minute. It's going all right. I've been very proactive recently. I've been reaching out to people in different departments to find out what they do. When I say I've done it twice, I'm being dramatic.
It's better than none.
Yeah, because I'm kind of like, I'm in eight months now, and I'm like, whoa, this is kind of real now. And it's got to the point where my job is fine, it's going okay, it's kind of flattened out a little bit, like I'm in the routine of it now, I'm happy with how it is. So I was like, you know what, I need to go and do a bit of figuring out what else goes on around, what's going on in the rest of the bank, how does it work, which I feel like is always something that you are never going to fully understand what every function does.
Yeah.
Because they're so huge and there's so many different parts that you don't realise actually take a part of other people's jobs. Yeah. But it was quite interesting, actually. So I spoke to somebody in risk, which is an area I don't really know much about. And I was like, you know what? I want to know more about it. It's something I would definitely recommend when you're doing something new. Maybe not from the start, because you kind of got to get into the swing of your own thing first. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, that's settled. I would definitely recommend going and just being proactive. Just message someone and be like, hi, tell me about your job. What do you do? How does it work? What does it mean for my job? How does your department affect my department? Even if you have no interest in being involved in different areas, you love what you do. It's always good to know what other people
just
are doing.
Just wide into knowledge.
Yeah.
What I always love to ask people is how they ended up there.
Yes.
Because you're, especially in the kind of companies we work in, a lot of people will start off in a really random place.
Yeah.
Like, probably quite low down the scale, random place, really young. And then they'll have moved about so much and they just end up somewhere and they're like, yeah, I love it here.
Yeah, people do tend to change throughout their career and just move around, which is quite a nice way to do it, really. I think it would get bored doing the same thing.
Definitely,
The whole fact that the program being 4 years, I've definitely said before, has always been scary to me. Now I'm 8 months in, which in my head is basically a year, I'm actually feeling a lot better about it. I'm
really good.
I'm calling it a year. It's not quite a year, but I feel like it's flown so quick that actually the rest of it is as well. And with the fact that I'll be doing something different throughout the 4 years, like I don't do the same thing the whole time, I feel much better about the fact that it's 4 years. It was definitely something that from the start I was like, whoa. I was terrified of committing to a four-year program. I don't know why, it just really felt like a huge chunk of your life, which it's not. It's really, really not. Like, uni's 3 years, it's just a little bit longer than that. And 4 years ago, how old were we? 15? I still feel 12 in my head sometimes. Yeah. Like, it really wasn't that long ago. It's fine, and I've kind of settled into that fact now. And I feel like if I told myself, if me today told me a year ago that I would be feeling this way, I would be way happier going into it. Not that I was unhappy, but I was definitely apprehensive going into it, thinking, what the hell am I going to be doing for the next 4 years of my life? But yeah, I feel like my attitude towards it has changed. And I think that's probably come with getting more comfortable with what I'm doing as well, which is nice. And there'll be new people starting next year, and then you don't feel like the little baby anymore. You feel like a little bit like, I've done this for a whole year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I think the whole fact of being at this age and having work experience at this age is absolutely terrifying. It's so strange. Trying to explain it to other people as well, do you feel like sometimes you're like, what the hell am I even talking about?
Yeah. I find that just explaining, like, when like our friends say to us, what do you actually do?
Yeah.
And we explain it, it's kind of like, it sounds really boring and it sounds shit, but it's not.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you actually, I think it's when you actually get in a workplace, you actually appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I remember when I went for my medical, the doctor said, she was like, because we were talking about high school, and she's like, gosh, you only left like last year. And I said, yeah. And I was like, genuinely, you couldn't pay me enough money to go back and do my A-levels.
Oh, yeah.
I said, they were the worst 2 years of my life. I said, I could never go and do that.
Wait, do you really? Do you think that?
Well, not in the sense of friends at all.
Yeah.
I would say...
the actual A-levels.
The A-level side of it. And also, I would say the first year was kind of like my first full year without my brother.
Yeah.
So I would think on some sides of it, it was the best 2 years of my life, as well so far, because I got to see my friends every day.
Yeah.
And like, how lucky am I to make friends as well, that now I miss them.
Yeah.
I think you don't realise that, but like, we're both really lucky in the fact that we can be like, God, I really miss my friends.
Yeah.
And a lot of people this young don't have those kind of friendships.
Yeah, that's so,
so
true.
So we're really lucky. And I can appreciate that I was very lucky to spend time with my friends every day.
Yeah.
But equally, you couldn't pay me enough money to be back in 17-year-old Eliza's head.
Yeah.
Like, no.
True. And also, like, even at the time, we were always complaining about the actual studying. And we were like, this is not right. You should not be doing this. We were so anti-A-levels at the same time as doing actual A-levels. We were like... how are we being measured on exams? And I kind of still stand by our points, but wow, yeah, we were passionate about it at the
really
time.
Passionate.
I feel like the hatred for actually having to do it really shone through the fact that we didn't want to do it.
Yeah, especially the fact that we chose to do them.
Yeah, literally.
We could have done something
else. We were hating
else.
On we ourselves chose, hard yeah. that year. Like,
it was
God, I hate that I'm doing the thing I chose to do.
It was like really significant in my memory. It's like January of the second year of college. We were just leading up to our second round and last round of mocks. Everyone's stressed. You just feel like crap, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, you cry. You just feel awful. And you're like, God, I wish I was doing something else.
Yeah.
I'm too far
into it. It's fuff. Two cars in front.
Wow.
A car we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
We normally turn left there, don't we? No? I can't remember. We love playing the game of...
we just see the same cars.
Yeah.
And we love pointing them out.
So fun. Oh, we saw that car yesterday. Oh, yeah. My God, we saw this that car again. Although there's a specific car,
yes,
not to name names, that we haven't seen all week. And we normally see
I
them
all the time.
I thought
the other day he might be on holiday.
Might be. It is holiday season. It's holiday season.
Yes.
It is right.
We see this car. We saw him a lot more when we started.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we see them all the time, but me and Emily always wonder if they notice us.
Yeah, because we're quite observant people in that sense. We definitely notice way more
way
than
too
we
much.
Need to, yeah.
And I would also say that because we travel in two different cars,
yeah, it's
harder to notice us.
Yeah.
But then your car is quite like his,
yeah,
in a sense, and my car is bright blue, so...
Yeah.
They're not unnoticeable, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope he notices us. One day, I am serious, when we're stuck in traffic and he's next to us, I want to tap on his window to pull his window down. I want to say,
yeah,
have you ever seen us before? Because I know you.
Yeah.
I recognise you. And it's fun. The journey we do to work and back as well is a rare journey, I would think.
Semi? I don't know. It's quite... quite a busy road.
Yeah, but you know the exact journey and everything.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Like, I think it's quite a way,
yeah,
for people to travel for work sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think for us to see him a lot, some bugs in the road, sorry guys. I don't know how to shop by that. It's quite significant. but I just really want to know more about him. I really want to know more.
Where are you so from? Nosy. What do you do? Where are you going?
But he always goes home a different way.
Yeah,
he
which never, just he really throws us off
he
even more.
He keeps us on our toes. Really we're like, does. Whoa, wait, God.
We were saying he's actually a main character in our life at this point because we don't know their name. We don't know what they do, well, we know where they're from. Well, not really. We're guessing based on the number plate. We really don't know. It could be initials for all we know.
Oh my God! A whole new plot twist.
What?
Initials? That's such a good point.
Yeah, it could be like. Sarcastic, we're pretty sure it's a private plate, but.
It is a private plate.
But yeah, so. What were we discussing before that?
I've not even done my apprenticeship update.
Yeah, let's hit us with it.
My apprenticeship's going well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
My work side especially is going very well at the moment. I got an award, which was really nice.
Woo-hoo!
I've been given like kind of more projects to get involved in, which I just really appreciate and I really like. Just to know someone thinks of you and it's like, I'm going to contact Eliza.
Yeah, she'd be good for this. Or...
She'd be good for this. Or, you know what, like when that woman asked me to organise the dominoes, I was like really grateful to her. And I was like, thank you so much for asking me. She was like, no, she was like, you said that you'd help out any time. And I think the other woman who she would have asked is on a sabbatical at the moment. So she was like, I thought I'd ask you.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, that was great. I said, you know, I'm always here if you need any help. Like, I'm always here.
Exactly.
And it was just really nice for someone to think of you.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, my work's going well. My learning side of my apprenticeship, like my course, that's going well. I've had to hand in a couple of assignments recently. Maybe I've not got any assignments handed in August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
which is
quite nice. Yeah. But that's really it. Like, I don't know, it's just been feeling nice at the moment.
Yeah. I feel like when people tell you, give it time.
They really mean it
because
even in
our opinions have changed over the past couple of months. We've had very differing thoughts at different points in time, and some points we probably would have quit, some points we were absolutely loving life, and actually give it time because it can change.
Yeah, you've got to take the highs with the lows.
Yes.
You really have. And even like a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking, God, is this where I'm meant to be?
Yeah.
Like, for real? Should I just quit?
For real.
Or, like, when my apprenticeship ends, should I just pack up and move?
Yeah.
Like, go travelling? But then I got my award 2 days later. And I think then it makes you think, like, oh, like, I am doing good work. Like,
yeah.
And I think that makes a big difference when people ask you for things and when people are openly showing you that you're appreciated in the workplace.
Yes, definitely.
I think that makes a massive difference. And I think anyone who's thinking about doing an apprenticeship is starting an apprenticeship or just starting work young, I would say it's not easy.
No.
Because you see your friends doing all these things and you think, God, why, maybe I should have done that, why should I have done that, blah, blah, blah. But I just think, just give it time, yeah.
Yeah, and you never know, like, what could change in the future because I think careers are so dynamic that you never have to be doing the same thing for your whole life. And the skills that you learn are so transferable no matter what you're doing. Like, so
definitely,
I think that's the biggest takeaway is give it time. Mm-hmm. We both learned recently and I say it with chest. I did not believe, if someone would have told me that, I literally would have said, shut up, what, no.
Yeah.
I'm packing up. But
I think if we didn't have each other, I would have left.
Definitely. It makes such a difference having young people around you. Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that apprenticeships are not good at. Now, we only have experience of ourselves.
Yeah.
Our companies, we cannot speak for everybody. Mm-hmm. But from who we know and what we've met through the program, is there are lots of young people who join through these schemes, but they're not very good at putting you together and setting up time for you to all collaborate, work together, catch up, get to know how everyone's doing, because that is so important to say, oh, I didn't like this part of it. And then someone else saying, oh my God, me too. And then you're like, oh, thank God, like, I thought it was just me.
Yeah. I think it is just like, they say, oh, we're hiring 100 apprentices this year. Yeah, but little do you know, they're all dotted around, what, 5 different locations?
Yeah.
So that's 20 apprentices in each office. And then they're dotted over, what, 20 different teams?
Yeah.
So you might, if they're not genuinely putting an effort into getting you all to connect and network with each other and spend time with each other, you are then just, what, like,
with your team.
You're just with 40-year-old people, 50-year-olds, yeah. Maybe even if they're 20s, 30s, they could be in a completely different life plan to you.
Yeah.
They could have children, and, you know, it, then it's harder because you feel like you stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
That you just look young.
And I think what makes it worse is knowing that there's other people there. If we were the only apprentices around, you'd be like, oh, fair enough, like, get on with it, make friends with the people in your team. But knowing that there is other apprentices, but they're just spread a bit further away, makes you just think, oh, like, you know what those people are doing and what they're at, but you just don't really get to connect with them that much.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my biggest feedback. But the thing is as well, is that I do always forget that you can get involved in that side.
Like, yeah,
what I've done recently is we've set up a call with a couple of the people that I know through it, where we just, I think it's like once a month, just like, let's have a call and talk.
Just catch up. Yeah, it's a nice idea.
And we are 8 months in and we've only just set one up. Like, you can just do it yourself sometimes. It's actually, they are there, just get it done yourself sometimes.
Yeah, and I think as well, if you're feeling this way, like 90% chance they're also feeling that way.
Oh yeah, exactly, which is, you completely forget that.
But I also think on the flip side, like being a devil's advocate, it's like you're going into an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
You're going into a workplace.
That is going to be the case.
It's quite uncommon. Well, it's becoming more common now, but it's also semi-uncommon, and especially large companies, to have a lot of apprentices working together. So it's like, it's more than likely that you are going to be a sore thumb sticking out.
Yeah.
And that your people are going to be like, how old are you?
Yeah.
Like, when they look at you. Because it's like, yeah, I'm 19. Like, yeah. How old did you think I was?
I think that's another thing that we've noticed more recently. Because we've been having a bit more responsibility and getting a bit more involved in outside of our team. Because your team obviously know you're an apprentice, you're new. Well, not really anymore, but like, they know that. As you start communicating with other people outside of your team...
Mm-hmm.
Being young, you've so got to try a million times harder to be taken seriously.
Definitely.
And even so, people sometimes just won't. They just don't take your point on. They don't really care because they've been there for so much longer than you, and that's just the way it is. Which is some skill that you've just kind of got to learn. I don't think I'm there yet. I don't know how long it takes or anything like that, but I think it's a very strange atmosphere sometimes to be in a workplace and be a young person and learning how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the best way is just put your foot down and be confident with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've started doing.
Yeah.
Like, being like, no, this is my opinion. Like, can you please listen to me?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm just as justified to be here as you are.
Exactly.
So, can you listen to what I have to say?
Yeah, I'm in the room too.
Yeah, like I'm not just sat on the side. Like, I'm meant to be here. Thank you. I was required on the invite, not optional.
Yeah.
I am needed here.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like, I think some people, not to stereotype, but I do think women are better at introducing young people into the... Well, from my experiences, women have been better introducing me to a workplace than the men have been.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. That's what I've experienced.
Yeah.
But I just think sometimes men can be quite weird with you.
Yeah, like, it's almost like they just talk down. Like,
yeah, they very much so see you as a young girl.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I do drive myself here.
Yeah.
You know, I can see you out in the pub this weekend.
Yeah. Like, and I think sometimes people think that experience overcomes knowledge. I'm in the room, I'm knowledgeable in this situation. Just because I haven't been here for 10 years doesn't mean my opinion on what we're talking about is irrelevant.
Definitely.
And how else are you meant to get experience?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to start somewhere, and I think you're so right. Sometimes you have just got to put your foot down and be like, no,
yeah.
I'm right, I know what I'm talking about. I'm here.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Literally. And I think obviously we are going to make mistakes. There's going to be times when we make the wrong call, or there's going to be times when someone's like, oh, like, actually, Eliza or Emily, you're not quite right then. It's like, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, sometimes the experience is not the only place. I would never like someone else to be like, you can't say that, you're inexperienced. I'd be like, whoa!
Yeah.
What? Loose? Harsh? Yeah. Come on. Rude. But I think the only way I would, I don't know if this is like a bit contradictory, but I would say that, like, say for example, if someone's like, oh, that might not actually be quite right, but like, fair enough. Like, I might not get the calls right because on the flip side, I've been here 8 months.
Yeah.
Like, I've also, this is the only time I've ever been in a workplace. Like, yeah. This time last year, I'd just finished my A-levels.
Yeah.
And I was, like, getting drunk most nights with my friends in the pub. But
yeah.
I don't really know workplace anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm obviously going to get things wrong. Like, that's a given. But I don't think that makes your opinion or, yeah, anything any less valid.
I think there's a very fine line between looking out for a young person in the workplace and being patronising.
Yeah.
Very fine line, because I appreciate sometimes when people are like, oh, let me help you, da, 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 da. Obviously, I'm young and sometimes you do need help. But then sometimes forcing help on other people or assuming that they don't know just because they're younger than you is patronising.
Yeah.
And you're right, men cross the line way more often.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but that's just the case.
I wouldn't say it's all men either.
No,
I know people in the workplace who, men who aren't like that at all, and they're really kind, yeah. And they will never suggest you need help, but they'll be like, oh, if you need any help, just give me a shout with anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's completely different to someone being like, you're clearly not sure, I'll put some time in. No,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then you sit with them and they tell you everything. You're like, I know this.
Yeah.
I know this. Like, if you'd actually listen to me, you would know that I know this and this isn't what I need to go over, actually.
Yeah.
It's the other part. Which I think can, yeah.
Yeah. I think learning to deal with it will be a skill that is just so valuable. But you'll always need to develop it, because at any stage people can talk to you and not respect your opinion.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes a reflection on them more than you. Definitely. And you just need to remember that actually, if they're not listening to you, no matter what you're saying, that's a reflection on them, not you. Okay, don't listen to what I'm saying. You run with that, because I'm right.
After this. Yeah,
so I think we've learned a lot of confidence recently.
Definitely.
Both of us. We've gained a lot of new things, new responsibilities, and that's just what happens with time. Obviously, you're going to get more to do as you get more involved, but learning how to manage that and how to deal with different groups of people is a whole new skill that you just basically get dumped with. You just basically like, okay, go do that, and then learning to do it. You never really get taught.
No, I think that's not, I almost kind of like that.
Yeah.
Because it really, like, I don't know, it's like, you know, when they put a baby in water and just let it swim.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, like, it just lets you kind of swim and it helps you learn how you want to do things.
Yeah.
And I think doing apprenticeship and kind of being looked down on in the workplace sometimes, I think it has bettered me and bettered both of us, because it's like we have more strength in our own opinions.
Exactly. And I think there's always going to be value with what you say, no matter how people hear it. Because realistically, if you went into, let's say, a meeting and you gave your opinion rather than just sitting quiet, people are always going to think, oh, yeah, she said that. Or even if it was wrong or right or, you know, whatever the situation, she said, oh, yeah, okay, she spoke up, rather than being, she said nothing that whole meeting.
Yeah. Oh, she was there.
Yeah.
I didn't realise. Exactly, yeah. I think as long as you say anything, and even if you just want to get clarity on a situation and you're like, sorry, can you just go back a second? What was that?
Yeah.
I think even that supports you, because then it's like, oh, she's actually listening.
Yeah.
And kind of making notes and taking in what we're saying. And she's strong enough to question it.
Yeah.
When she doesn't think something sounds right in her head.
Yeah.
Is that car still there? Wow.
No, I don't think
so. Oh,
no,
it's a different one. Just looks the same from the back. Never mind, everyone. False alarm. But yeah, I think anything is, you might feel this way in like in your coffee shop that you work in, or like, not saying this is just specific to like an office.
No, yeah, it's not specific to apprenticeships, but
these can literally happen all over the crab.
Yeah.
Crab? What's the phrase? All over the
shop?
All over the shop. Yeah. That's it.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
But if we get some tips on that one, we will let you know.
We'll always pass them over.
Yeah.
Right, guys.
Yeah.
How exciting, Emily. We'll be on holiday next week.
Yeah, woo. When you're hearing this, I'll be on holiday.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for the holiday Alfie. Content.
I almost said that loud. Forgot about that.
It's okay.
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you very shall much.
Shall we find a quote?
I shall.
Okay. I always like ending with a quote.
So, guys, we've got a double whammy of quotes. Do you want to kick us off then?
Oh, yes, go on. You're doubting yourself while so many people are afraid of your potential.
So,
what a nice one.
Clicks. And I just think that, yeah, it's nice because it's like, why are you doubting yourself?
Yeah.
Like, no.
You are in the room too.
Yes. You deserve to be there.
Yeah.
Prove it. Another one is, you get in life what you have the courage to ask for.
Clicks for that one too.
And I think that applies, we could even apply that to relationships.
Yeah.
Like, if your boyfriend is not acting, or girlfriend, sorry, the way you want them to act, tell them.
Tell them. Ask
if,
for it.
Yeah, if in a friendship, you think someone is doing something,
tell them.
Do it. Because realistically, if your friend, if you say to your friend, something's up with you, like, I feel like you're, something's wrong, is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, honestly, I'm nothing's going on, but then they're still acting strange. Then you know something's up. Maybe they don't want to tell you, but at least you've had the courage to ask them.
Yeah.
But alternatively, if they're like, yeah, I don't really like the person you are anymore, then it's like, right, okay. Maybe we should take some time apart.
And linking it back to an apprenticeship, if you want to be involved in something, if you feel like there's more to what you're doing, ask for it. Because they can always say no, but they might say yes.
Yeah, and I think they will be like, oh, wow, she said, she asked if she could be involved. Let's get her involved.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you forget that people aren't working in your team just to help you. They are also doing all their own things as well. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just need to say, oh, hi, I'm here. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, definitely at the start, you kind of think everyone's there to help you, but then you realize they're also their own busy people. Fabulous. Great. Well, shall we wrap it up in a bow?
Yeah, let's finish it there. Thanks for listening,
everyone.
Thank you
very much for listening, everyone. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Surviving Girlhood Podcast, all one word. My name's Eliza. This is Millie.
And that's us.
Bye.
Bye.